Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon from our central campus.
Good morning, everyone. How are y'all? Good morning, everyone. We are so glad you are joining us for worship today. We have a very special treat for you. My name is Bonnie, and I am a part of the Kids Worship Choir. We have been learning what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, and we are so excited to share that with you. I have one favor to ask. We have worked really hard on this, but some parts are still a little messy. Please don't let any of the messy parts take away from the message. We want y'all to hear what God is saying to you this morning. Okay, we have one quick announcement to share with you. Our vacation Bible school is coming up soon. I personally have attended VBS every year for the last 6+ years, and it is one of my favorite weeks of the year. It's lots of fun, but we also learn a lot about Jesus and God. We have over 300 kids come to VBS each year. We are so thankful for St. Luke's and the help you have provided to make it happen. Miss DeLee truly couldn't do it without each and every one of you. Here are 4 ways you can help. The first way is praying. Start praying now for the kids and the volunteers. A second way is to be a volunteer. It takes over 100 volunteers to make VBS happen. Please let Miss DeLee know if you can help in any way, even if it's just for one day. The third way you can help is donation. It costs about $40 per kid for VBS to happen. The last way you can help is by spreading the word. Be sure to let others know about VBS. Kids, Miss DeLee has stacks of flyers and sets of 25 for you to take to your class so you can invite those at your school. So be sure to grab those after the service. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you join us in this place this morning. We have said no to everything else this morning to say yes to you. Thank you for meeting us where we are. But we don't want to stay where we are. We want to learn more about you and who you are. Bring us closer to you. Teach us about you this morning. Help us to take in what we learn and use it to change us. We love you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the Cherub Choir will sing the pledge to the Bible and the pledge to the Christian flag. Awesome job, cherubs. Thank you for singing. As we transition from cherubs to worship choir, I want to teach you something Miss DeLee has taught us. I know sometimes getting to church can feel like a rush, trying to make sure you have all the things and everyone is ready to get out of the door so you can be on time. Well, you made it here, so yay. So I want to take a second to take some deep breaths to help our brains calm down and focus. Miss DeLee has taught us several different ways of deep breathing, and my favorite is the pretzel. Please do it with me. Put arms like this, cross them over, and turn them into your chest. Let's take 3 deep breaths. Now that our minds are calm and ready, please stand and join us as we worship God together.
Dark, dark is the valley, faint and at my feet, but whatever may face me, my God is on. Bright are my treasures, life may offer to me, but whatever the pleasure, my God is all I need. He is my strength when I cannot go on, peace when all my power is gone.
Worship choir will now sing the Apostles' Creed. talking all about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. John 3:13 through 34 through 35 says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Please pray with me. Dear God, we praise you today for who you are. You and you alone are worthy of all our praise. Thank you for meeting us here. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace. There are so many cries of our hearts, and you know and care about each and every one of them. We give them to you. Help us to rely on your guidance, your strength, and a patience that only comes from you. Open our hearts today to hear what you want us to hear and see what you want us to see. As the worship choir brings a singing sermon to life, be with us. Use our songs and our words to speak to everyone here today. We love you, Father.
Please join me as we say the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Ephesians 20 through 21. You are the building that built on the apostles and the prophets. They are the foundation. Christ Jesus himself is the most important stone in the building, the cornerstone. The whole building is held together by him. It rises to become a holy temple because it belongs to the Lord. Please stand and join us as we sing Cornerstone.
Trust in Jesus.
Please be seated. Exactly a week from today, most of the worship choir and a few cherubs will be traveling 5 hours to Fort Davis, Texas. We will be sharing the same message with them. Mark 16:15 says, "He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." We get to go and share the good news that Jesus took the place for our sins and he is alive. This is what we are all called to do. Our hope today is that you will be encouraged to continue to share the good news with everyone every chance you get. Jesus is calling all of us to go and share the gospel. We also want to encourage you to be faithful to that command this week. Keep your heart and mind open to who God is calling you to share him with. As we go to Fort Davis next Sunday, please be in prayer for us and for the congregation for the First Methodist Church there.
Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the love and support of St. Luke's. Thank you for the opportunity to go share Jesus with others. Please help us to see where we can share Jesus each and every day. As we go to Fort Davis, help us to be a good example of Jesus' love. If there are people in Fort Davis area that you know need to hear this message, send them to your church next Sunday. Please open the minds and hearts of the people we will be sharing this message with. Thank you for the leadership of the church in Fort Davis as they welcome and encourage us. Take the money, the time we give you, and multiply it for your glory. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Please remain standing for of God's word, for the reading of God's word. Matthew 4:18. One day Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. There he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. They were throwing a net into the lake because they were fishermen. Come and follow me, Jesus said. I will send you. Out to fish for people at once, they left their nets and followed him. Please be seated.
Well, I guess this is it, Doc 7. But this is not what I was expecting.
Hi, Julia.
Hey, Jenny. What are you doing here?
Well, apparently the same thing you are. So you got one of these invites from Baxter, too, hmm?
Yeah, but I'm a little confused. His invitation says you are invited to a trip of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to experience an incredible adventure on the waves. I was expecting a cruise ship. But all I see around here are these tiny fishing boats.
Yeah, it's sort of mysterious and exciting, don't you think?
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Julia.
Oh, hi, Sam. So you too?
Guess so. Any idea what we're in for?
Not a clue.
Well, hey, look. Here comes Baxter.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Thanks for showing up today. I know I didn't give y'all a whole lot of details about all of this.
Details? Yeah, not really. So, Baxter, do you really own a cruise ship?
Oh, I never said it'd be a cruise. I said it'd be a free adventure on the waves. And that's exactly what you're going to get. And here's our guide for the day. This is Captain Jan.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for coming today. Baxter's been telling me all about you. I'm Baxter's pastor, but today I'm also your captain. Ahoy, mates!
I'm sorry, Captain Jan, but we're a little confused.
Okay, let me explain. Pastor Jan took a group from church out on a little trip the other day. When we got back, I asked her if she'd take us, and she said sure.
Well then, hello, Captain Jan. This is so exciting. So where's the ship?
My boat is right here. It's called the Disciple Ship.
That's a weird name for a ship.
First, it's not really a ship, Julia. It's a boat, a fishing boat. And second, I'm not exactly the kind of ship's captain you're thinking of. I'm a fisherman.
Baxter, I didn't know you liked fishing so much.
I do, but this might be a little different kind of fishing than you've done before.
Ugh, I do not like to fish. Worms, fish guts, such a mess.
Oh, come on, Julia. This will be fun. So what do we need to bring?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? No poles, no bait, no sunscreen?
Nope, you don't bring anything. You just get in the boat.
Well, how long will this adventure last?
Hopefully the rest of your lives.
What?
Don't worry. Captain Jan will have us back at the marina in a little while. But you're going to have faith, because that's when the adventure really begins.
So come on, everybody. Let's get in the boat.
Fishing boat with no idea of where we're going.
But it's a lovely day. The sun is shining. We're with friends, and apparently we're going to learn how to fish.
Okay, Baxter, you said we'd be learning about a different kind of fishing. What's that all about?
Captain Jan has been teaching me all about stories in the Bible. Stories about fishing, but they aren't just about actual fishing.
Oh, I've heard some of those stories. Weren't some of the disciples fishermen?
That's right, Jenny. When Jesus started his ministry on earth, he called 12 men to be his first followers. That's what disciple means, a follower. And some of them were fishermen.
So is that how you got the name for your boat?
It is. I spend a lot of time on this boat thinking about Jesus and how I can be a follower of his. And I like to take friends with me and teach them all about it too.
Cool. So is Jesus a fisherman too?
Sort of. He was actually a carpenter's son, but he didn't know a lot about fishing, especially a certain kind of fishing.
What kind of fishing do you mean?
Let me tell you a story about Jesus and the disciples that might help you understand. Jesus was standing at the water's edge, saw some men washing out their fishing nets. He climbed in, sat down, and then he said, "Let's go fishing." Peter said, "Jesus, we've been out all night. I'm telling you, there's not a single fish in sight. But if you say so, we'll drop a line and start fishing."
Heard that story before. I've always been amazed at how the disciples just left everything and immediately followed Jesus.
Me too. I wonder if they knew what they were in for, all the amazing things that they would see, and how hard it would be to follow Jesus.
Jesus warned them that if they were going to be his disciples, things would be difficult sometimes, but they followed him anyway.
I know it won't always be easy to be faithful disciples of Jesus, but I sure want to try.
Whenever I hear Jesus calling me to do something, I try to do it with my whole heart, even when it's hard.
I
now that I understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus, explain to me what it means to be a fisher of men.
When Jesus talked to people in the Bible, he spoke to them in ways they would easily understand. When Jesus was speaking to fishermen, he used language about fishing. When Jesus told them to leave their nets and follow him, he was saying that instead of fishing for actual fish, they would be fishing for men by telling people the truth about who Jesus is.
The men who decided to follow Jesus spent the next 3 years listening to his teaching, watching him do miracles, and some even saw him die on the cross when he paid the penalty for sin. Then after he rose again, they saw him very much alive.
Then the disciples shared the good news everywhere, telling everyone the truth about who Jesus was and what he had done. They did this because in Matthew 28:19, Jesus told the disciples, "Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
The best part is, Jesus is still calling us to be his disciples and to make disciples of all the nations.
I guess I never thought that we could be like the disciples, just like Peter, James, and the others.
God is looking for people who will leave the world behind and follow Jesus, no matter what, even when things get hard, even when people make fun of us.
Well, I know I want to be willing to do whatever God asks me to do.
And go anywhere he asks me to go.
Because there are people who need to hear the gospel.
That's right. And that's the adventure that awaits every disciple going into all the world and preaching the gospel.
Thank you.
So there you have it. That's the big adventure that every person who is a follower of Jesus gets to be a part of.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to wait any longer to start this adventure. I'm going to start thinking right now about the people around me who might not know who Jesus is.
Me too.
Oh, I'm so glad you're as excited about this as I am.
Let's go.
We are.
Well then, let the adventure begin. The altar is open. Whatever God has placed on your heart, come and meet him about it. Please stand as we worship together, our Savior, our living hope.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain. Lost its grip on me. salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is a victory. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living. Salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Please pray with me. Thank you so much, God, for meeting us here today. As we leave this place, I pray that we don't forget what we have seen and heard and felt today in your presence. We want to be changed by you and for you. Continue to mold us and shape us for your glory so that we can shine your light to the dark world around us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.